This podcast is brought to you by Fidelity Investments. Find yourself on solid ground at Fidelity. We bring 75 years of experience and are hiring licensed financial planners near you. Visit branches.fidelitycareers.com. Fidelity is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Student loan borrowers are set to resume making monthly payments on October 1st, but money is tight for many people. A new repayment program known as SAVE could give them a break.
So someone who feels that their payments are too burdensome, that they could benefit from a lower payment, or they've seen their income or their family size change since they last were making payments 3 years ago, could benefit from SAVE.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporters Julia Carpenter and Gabe Rubin after the break.
Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
Student loan borrowers, wary of how they'll make their monthly payments along with all their other bills, have an option that could significantly ease the financial pressure. But it's tricky. So let's bring in WSJ reporters Julia Carpenter and Gabe Rubin for more on the SAVE program. So Julia, what is SAVE and how would it benefit borrowers?
SAVE is a new income-driven repayment program. It stands for the Saving on a Valuable Education Plan, and it could potentially benefit borrowers by lowering their monthly payments and speeding up the path to forgiveness.
So why would someone consider enrolling in it, and how would they do that?
So someone who feels that their payments are too burdensome, that they could benefit from a lower payment, or they've seen their income or their family size change since they last were making payments 3 years ago, could benefit from SAVE. And they can enroll by going to studentaid.gov or contacting their servicer and talking to them directly.
Who's eligible for the SAVE program?
So there's actually no income limit on SAVE. So they calculate your monthly payment by your family size and your income.
So if somebody signs up for SAVE, do these savings go into effect right away?
You do have to be processed. So we've heard from a couple of people who've already applied that their applications are still pending, and the Department of Education says you should hear back within 4 weeks or so.
And during that period, would interest continue to accrue on their loan?
So if you've applied to SAVE and you're in that period of time where you're waiting to see if you've been accepted into the program or you're waiting to see what your final monthly payment would be, your loans will be placed into forbearance. So that means during that period of time, you won't have to make payments while you're waiting to see if you'll be accepted, but interest will continue to accrue on your loan.
How much will people have to pay per month if they enroll in SAVE?
So it's calculated based on your income and your family size. And the thing that's different with SAVE is that they are setting aside a certain amount of money as discretionary income. And that's money that you have for taxes, for necessities. They're setting that aside and they are not counting that toward what you have to pay. So there's not one amount that people who enroll in this program will be charged. It's instead calculated based on this formula.
Now, we've seen $20,000 as a threshold line when we read about the SAVE program. What if somebody has less than $20,000 in debt?
So one of the huge benefits to SAVE is that it's going to speed up this path to forgiveness for borrowers. So if you have a loan balance of $12,000 or less, as long as you continue making regular payments on time, after 10 years, that remaining debt balance, so whatever is left, will then be wiped out. So that's a benefit that's not going to go into effect until July 2024, but it is a huge benefit to this program.
Are graduate loans treated the same under this program as undergraduate loans?
So graduate loans and undergraduate loans are different in this program. And this is, again, something that's going to start taking effect in July 2024. As of July 2024, SAVE borrowers will have to pay undergraduate loans at 5% of their discretionary income and graduate loans at 10% of their discretionary income.
Reporter Gabe Rubin joins us from Washington. Gabe, if this program potentially saves borrowers money, does that mean taxpayers would be picking up some of the bill?
It does mean that. This program was designed with the borrowers in mind, but it has a chance to be very expensive overall for the federal government and by definition for taxpayers. So the estimates range because there's a lot of uncertainty related to these plans, but it could ultimately cost anywhere between under $300 billion to over $500 billion over the course of a 10-year period. So this is certainly expensive, but its purpose overall is to help out student loan borrowers with some cost to the federal government and to taxpayers.
The White House's original student loan forgiveness plan was voted down by the Supreme Court. Is there another widespread forgiveness plan on the table?
So the White House is trying again. They are using a far more traditional way of canceling debt this time. They're trying to go through the normal Education Department regulatory process. So they will start having hearings in October to discuss what a mass debt cancellation program would look like in the form of a regulation. And they hope to finish up that process over the next several months. But it's a much more cumbersome process than the executive action that they attempted last year.
Is there a constraint on the timeline? Is there a rush to push it through so that people can benefit from it?
Well, I think there's no secret that President Biden is nearing the end of his first term. So there's certainly a rush politically to get this done so that voters can see that they are still trying to cancel debt before next year's election. And also, if the plan is successful and is not struck down by the courts, Republicans, if they win the election, could potentially overturn it if they controlled Congress and the White House. So there is a rush to get it done for multiple types of political reasons, largely related to next year's election.
So, Gabe, we hear a lot from Capitol Hill about the possibility of a government shutdown. How would that affect people joining the SAVE program?
So generally, the student loan system will not be affected by a government shutdown. However, when enrolling for a new program like this, if your application needs to be approved by the Education Department, that process might get slowed down during a government shutdown because the people who would be approving it would not be working that day. However, if you have questions about enrolling or whether enrolling would be right for you and your financial circumstances, loan servicers, who are the main point of contact in the federal student loan system, are private companies, and they still will be working during a government shutdown.
Let's bring back Julia Carpenter. Julia, is there a deadline to apply for the SAVE program?
There is no deadline to apply for SAVE, but we know that in the next few days, student loan payments will be resuming. So a lot of people are trying to figure out how to look at these plans, how to assess what will benefit them. And now's the time to do that before payments pick up.
Yeah, those payments resume on October the 1st. And the SAVE program could bring some relief. But what should people who feel their budgets are getting squeezed by inflation and their loan payments on top of that, what should they do?
So I've talked to a lot of people who've said, I know my monthly loan payment, I know these other things that are pressing on my budget, but I've had 3 years in which I haven't had to make that payment. So people should definitely go to studentaid.gov, play with the loan simulator tool, talk to their loan servicer and see what their options are. But once you then have the idea of what the payment will be that you need to reabsorb into your budget, take a highlighter, take a pen, go over your budget and see where you can make room to reabsorb this payment.
That's Wall Street Journal reporters Julia Carpenter and Gabe Rubin. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.